Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, April 10th, 2015. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the Rolling Stone magazine's article on the reported rape at the University of Virginia, which appeared in Rolling Stone magazine in November of 2014. I normally stay away from stories like this because they are more sensationalism than news, but this one says something important, something about America that I believe we should talk about. We will also look at the Columbia University School of Journalism's 13,000-word report on their investigation into what went wrong with the story, what went wrong Columbia was commissioned by Rolling Stone to find out. The most important thing to discuss, though, is why. Why do journalists do this? Why don't they care about what they do to their victims? First, let's look at what actually happened last November. A 9,000-word story appeared in Rolling Stone magazine, and it quickly went viral around the country. This story recounted the violent gang rape of a young woman. They assigned the name of Jackie. The article entitled, quote, "A Rape on Campus," was written by Sabrina Rubin Erdely. It set out to discuss the supposed rash of campus rapes across America. Miss Erdely told the horrifying story of Jackie, a college girl who was invited to a fraternity party at the Phi Kappa Psi fraternity house on the campus of the University of Virginia, one of the nation's proudest universities, founded by Thomas Jefferson. Her date, Drew, also a pseudonym because Jackie could not remember his name, led her into a dark room so she could not see any faces, where she was repeatedly raped by seven men while they were coached and encouraged by Drew and another unidentified man. They put her on a glass table, which broke because of the violence of the attack, and the glass cut her back and other parts of her body so that when she finally escaped, blood was streaming from her, which was seen, she says, by several people on the outside. Finally, she was also penetrated with beer bottles. Horrifying, right? Except that it was completely untrue. It never happened. This wasn't one of those cases where he said she gave her consent and she said she did not. It never happened. There was no fraternity party, no Drew, no beer bottles. In fact, she had nothing whatsoever to do with this fraternity. When the police in Charlottesville, Virginia got involved, the story fell apart quickly because even a cursory fact check would have revealed the obvious lies. Jackie was apparently brought to the attention of Rolling Stone by a rape survivor working at sexual assault issues at the University of Virginia, Miss Erdely, apparently just listened to Jackie's story and ran it and spun it into a 9,000-word article without any corroboration or fact-checking whatsoever. When the story finally blew up in Rolling Stone's faces, they finally retracted it and pulled it from their website. Rolling Stone commissioned an investigation by the Columbia University School of Journalism, which is widely regarded as the nation's best. Columbia discovered that Erdely and Rolling Stone relied almost entirely on Jackie's own descriptions and skipped even the most basic fact-checking. They knew about their lapses, but they never revealed them to the readers. The report said, quote, "Rolling Stone had deferred to the supposed victim out of compassion and concern." Columbia went on to report problems in reporting, editing, editorial supervision, and fact-checking, all true enough. Miss Erdely finally made a statement about what happened. Quote, "The past few months, my Rolling Stone article, A Rape on Campus, was first called into question, have been among the most painful of my life. Reading the Columbia account of the mistakes and misjudgments in my reporting was a brutal and humbling experience. I want to offer my deepest apologies to Rolling Stone's readers, to my Rolling Stone editors and colleagues, to the UVA community, and to any victims of sexual assault who may feel fearful as a result of my article." Over my 20 years of working as an investigative journalist, including at Rolling Stone and magazine, I grew up loving and am honored to work for. I have often dealt with sensitive topics and sources. In writing each of these stories, I must weigh my compassion against my journalistic duty to find the truth. However, in the case of Jackie and her account of her treatment of her traumatic rape, I did not go far enough to verify her story. I allowed my concern for Jackie's well-being, my fear of re-traumatizing her, and my confidence in her credibility to take the place of more questioning and more facts. These are mistakes I will not make again. Reporting on rape has unique challenges, but the journalist still has the responsibility to get it right. I hope that my mistakes in reporting this story do not silence the voices of victims that need to be heard. End quote. So, Ms. Erdely apologized to everyone except the young men that she defamed, that she accused of heinous crimes that they could have been sentenced to long-term prison sentences for. She must weigh her compassion, she said. She had no compassion whatsoever for her real victims. University of Virginia President Teresa Sullivan, who owned only information contained in Rolling Stone newspaper or magazine, if you will, banned the fraternity from campus. She said guilty. She found them guilty on first reading. No Bill of Rights here, folks. No presumption of innocence here. They are guilty, she said, just from reading that story. Then she stood by while angry mobs vandalized the fraternity house. I imagine the lawsuit will be huge against Rolling Stone and against Ms. Erdely, perhaps some Rolling Stone editors as well, and, of course, the University of Virginia. But what Rolling Stone didn't mind at all was the damage it caused. That much is obvious because no one was fired. Ms. Erdely still works there. All the editors still work there. There are no consequences to what they did. What they did, I suppose, advances us toward a socialist utopia that they long for, no matter who or what it may destroy along the way. Usually when someone perpetrates a fraud such as this, it is because that fraud advances a cause that they or that organization and the cultural establishment that they belong to believe in. What about Jackie and all this? What about her? Well, apparently Jackie was just a disturbed young woman who was upset because she had problems with her boyfriend that she was unable to resolve. And my contention is that Ms. Erdely victimized her as well. If she had done just simple fact-checking, she could have saved Jackie all this embarrassment. The story was a perfect fit, however, for the pre-existing biases about campus rape and how it is widespread across the country, so that the truth became irrelevant. If it advances your political agenda, individuals are unimportant. The truth is unimportant. As the story made its way through the Rolling Stone system, all editors, etc., had the same preconceived bias as apparently did Teresa Sullivan, president of the University of Virginia. Not only was the truth irrelevant, but they finessed the truth to accommodate their views. After all, if this case isn't true at the University of Virginia, it's still true across the country, isn't it? It's happening everywhere. So facts are irrelevant and victims are irrelevant. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.